This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauwel approves mobilization of Nepali Army for upcoming House of Representatives election. Power trade expands between Nepal and Bangladesh. Nepal to export 20 megawatts more electricity. And death toll rises to 128 in Hong Kong residential fire. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauwel has approved the cabinet decision and Prime Minister's recommendation to mobilize Nepali Army for the House of Representatives election scheduled for the 5th of March next year. Spokesperson at the Office of the President, Pradeep Kumar Kirwala, issued a press release stating that President Pauwel endorsed the government's decision of mobilizing the Nepali Army in the House of Representatives elections in order to strengthen election security. Prime Minister Susila Kharki had recommended to the President for the approval as per cabinet decision held on the 24th of November. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Susila Kharki held discussions with CPN-UML and Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Nepal leaders yesterday to create a conducive political atmosphere for the upcoming House of Representatives election. At a residence in Valuvattar, Prime Minister Kharki met UML leaders, including General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel, while at Simhadarbha, she discussed election-related issues with Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Chairman Mahant Thakur, urging them to support a smooth election environment. Bangladesh has agreed to purchase an additional 20 megawatts of electricity from Nepal, increasing the total power import to 60 megawatts. The decision was made at the 7th meeting of the Energy Secretary level Bangladesh-Nepal Joint Steering Committee on Energy held in Dhaka yesterday. The meeting agreed to complete the required technical and legal procedures for exporting the additional power alongside the existing 40 megawatts. Spokesperson of the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Sandeep Kumar Deb, said the agreement was reached after discussions on necessary technical preparations. The meeting reviewed the recommendations of the Joint Action Committee meeting held on the 26th of November and discussed six key agenda items. It was agreed that both sides would complete their internal processes and sign a memorandum of understanding to promote renewable energy and energy efficiency. Under the agreement, Bangladesh will provide technical support to Nepal in areas such as energy testing, electric vehicle charging stations, and rooftop solar systems. Nepal has been paying 560,000 rupees per month for lands leased at Kolkata and Haldia airports in India, which remain largely unused. The problem has arisen due to poor management by the Nepal Transit and Warehousing Company Limited, responsible for a 4,850 square feet warehouse at Kolkata Port. The lease at Kolkata has now ended. At Haldia Airport, nearly 9,000 square feet of leased land is lying idle. Nepal's Consul General in Kolkata, Jagkar Prasad Acharya, said the leased land should be used commercially. If not, the transport agreement may need revision to find a workable solution. Tea worth 1.37 billion rupees has been exported through the eastern checkpoint at Kakaravita in the first 4 months of the current fiscal year. According to the public information officer at the Mechi Customs Office, Sur Kumar Humagai, nearly 4,689 metric tons of tea was exported to India during the period. However, compared to the same period last year, tea exports have declined by 37%. In the corresponding period last year, tea worth 2.2 billion rupees was exported. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Hong Kong authorities have confirmed that at least 128 people have died after a massive fire swept through a residential estate in Tai Po this week. According to the BBC, a further 79 people were injured and dozens remain missing, with 16 bodies still inside the buildings. Officials say the fire began on a lower floor and spread upward, though the exact cause is still under investigation. Fire alarms across all 8 blocks were found to be ineffective during the blaze. Firefighting operations involving more than 2,300 personnel have now concluded. Police noted that the building's exterior materials were not fireproof. 3 executives from a construction company have been arrested on suspicion of manslaughter. Families continue the search for missing loved ones. Meanwhile, devastating floods have killed at least 80 people in Indonesia this week, with dozens more still reported missing. According to BBC, millions across Southeast Asia, including Malaysia and Thailand, have been affected by some of the worst flooding the region has seen in years. Sri Lanka is also facing severe weather, where heavy rains have killed at least 56 people and left 21 missing. The country is bracing for more extreme conditions on Friday as Cyclone Dwitfo moves along its eastern coast. In Indonesia, widespread flooding and landslides over the past few days have been triggered by Cyclone Senior. Rainfall on Sumatra's west coast reached 160 millimeters on the 23rd of November and surged to 226 millimeters on the 24th of November, far exceeding Indonesia's average month rainfall of around 150 millimeters. Russian President Vladimir Putin has reiterated his key conditions for ending the war in Ukraine, insisting that Russia will only lay down arms if Kyiv withdraws its troops from territories claimed by Moscow. According to the BBC, leader Putin is seeking legal recognition of areas seized by Russia, including Crimea, annexed in 2014, and much of the eastern Donbas region. Putin insisted that Russia holds the initiative on the battlefield and that the fighting will continue until the Ukrainian forces withdraw from the Luhansk, and Donetsk regions of Donbas. Ukraine has firmly rejected giving up any part of Donbas it still controls, calling such a concession a non-starter. Following Putin's remark, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia scorned efforts to truly end the war. Now a sports update. 2 matches are being played today in the second edition of the Nepal Premier League NPL, currently underway in Kathmandu. The first match between Chitwan Rhinos and Kathmandu Gurkhas is currently underway, and the second match between Cornaliacs and Biratnagar Kings is scheduled for 4 PM at the Trivuan University Cricket Stadium. Chitwan Rhinos are placed third on the point table with 4 points, while Kathmandu Gurkhas have collected 2 points so far. Likewise, Cornaliacs, who have 2 points from 3 matches, are under pressure to secure a win today to stay in contention for the playoff. Biratnagar Kings are in second position with 6 points from 4 matches, and a win today would further strengthen their playoff chances. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of Koshi and Sudarpassim province, while the weather will remain generally fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Pawdel approves mobilization of Nepali Army for upcoming House of Representatives election. Power trade expands between Nepal and Bangladesh. Nepal to export 20 megawatts more electricity. And death toll rises to 128 in Hong Kong residential fire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.